On February 25th, Aaron Bushnell walked up to the Israeli embassy in Washington and calmly described his intention to, quote, engage in an extreme act of protest, end quote, against Israel's military offense in Gaza, as reported by New York Times. According to Democracy Now!, prior to setting himself on fire, Bushnell spoke on the live stream stating, quote, I am an active duty member of the United States Air Force, and I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I am going to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal. End quote. The livestream video continues as he proceeds to pour a flammable liquid over his head and lights himself on fire. He shouted Free Palestine several times before collapsing to the ground. Bushnell's family friend, Ashley Schumann, alongside other community members, has struggled to understand Mr. Bushnell's fatal protest, saying, quote, the extreme measures, I will never be able to get behind that. But from where we grew up and having no say in what we really wanted or believed in, it is admirable what he did for people who don't have a voice right now, end quote. Leading up to his death, Bushnell's recent writing suggests that he carefully planned his action to focus attention on Israel's assault on Palestinians in Gaza. Hours before his protest, he sent an email to different independent news outlets with the subject line, Against Genocide, that included the link to the website he would livestream his self-immolation. Mr. Bushnell's death spurred visuals all around the country in his honor. New protests against Israel's attack led also to the criticisms from some who view his protest as a suicidal act that should not be celebrated. Air Force officials have not discussed the incident in much detail. When New York Times reporter asked the Air Force's top spokesman whether Mr. Bushnell's protest might, quote, signify a broader discord within the ranks of civilian deaths in Gaza, he declined to answer. Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat with KCSB News.